business owners and executives from around the valley. This is Business Leaders with Lance Cardoza.
Good morning and welcome to Business Leaders. You're watching Business Leaders here on KMPH, Fox 26. My name is Lance Cardoza. We want to thank our sponsor, Flooring Liquidators, for making this episode and all the episodes of 40 Under 40 right here at KMPH every Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. And also, wherever you get your podcast, on iTunes, Spotify, you can also get this programming of Business Leaders, or by going to businessleaders.tv. Today, I have a fun guest. I've had her on my radio program in the past, Anna Medina. She's with Wells Fargo, and she is the Senior Impact Specialist. Mm-hmm. Did I get it right?
Senior Social Impact Specialist.
I missed a word. And before that, your title was probably 10 more words in there.
Yeah. It became a little bit shorter as of last week.
Last week, perfect. A lot easier for you. I know you have 15 years of experience in working with businesses and the community and bringing them sort of connecting the dots for businesses or creating programs for people out there that in past business that you've worked in.
Yeah.
And tell me a little bit about your history and why you enjoy doing that for not only the business community, but the community at large.
Sure. Yeah, you know, I in previous roles, I think back, I can point back to 2006 or 7. I started working for the Fresno Area Hispanic Foundation, or back then specifically to the Fresno Area Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Running a microloan program and all of their technical assistance programs there, along with so much that, you know, chambers do throughout the year to support all of their programming. I went from there, I went to Access Plus Capital for about 9 years, also supporting small business and technical assistance programs, just helping business connect, small businesses here, in the 14 counties that we covered at Access Plus Capital, and then also in the rural communities.
Yeah.
Connecting them to the resources, connecting them and helping them one-on-one. Every business is different. Every business has different needs.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed that.
Did you find a lot of times they didn't know the roadmap to get things done, or needed to just have it presented to them in a way that was easier for them to understand?
Yes, I think oftentimes, one, they don't know that there's a resource that exists. And then two, it's letting them know what resource applies to them and what programs are a good fit for their business. And then three, it's, it doesn't end at step two. Three is really helping businesses hand-holding them and helping them one-on-one, because they're busy. They're really busy running the business, doing everything, wearing many hats. And I feel like I had a secret ingredient where you almost have to go the extra mile to really handhold them and help them do what they need to do to be able to, whether it's getting a loan, whether it's putting a business plan together. You can't go wrong with the hand holding. Some businesses just need that.
And a lot of times too, I think you'll find with a business too, like you said, they're working in it instead of working on it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we get stuck in that. We're working in the business.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of business owners are sometimes have no choice. And in today's climate of business too, a lot of people don't want to go back to work or don't want to work as hard as they did before our world sort of got flipped upside down. Mm-hmm. So that workforce has sort of changed a little bit. So a lot of business owners are back to almost stuck working in it sometimes to rebuild. And a lot of times, like you said, the hand-holding, sometimes it's taking a look back. We don't, as a business owner, you get stuck in it. You don't get to take a look back and go, here's some possibilities for you, or here's something you qualify for. And a lot of times they don't even know that's there for them.
Yes. No, and, sometimes it just takes someone to tell that, person or that small business owner, like, you can do it. There were many, many situations where I assisted, many businesses in purchasing their own building. Yeah. And, you know, that was, to me, you know, such a big satisfaction to see, mm-hmm. you know, how that moment, you know, them expressing to you, like, I never thought that I could own this property. Like, I never thought that, you know, one day I would stop paying rent here. Yeah. So it's just, I think that sometimes we have to, like, not, you know, point to too many details. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's, you know, the less the better.
Yeah.
Because I can see small business owners getting overwhelmed where you throw so much at them and it's stuff that they don't understand and they've never had to deal with. Yeah. And it's like taking them step by step.
And through the process.
Yes, through the process.
Mm-hmm. Before working and mainly with Wells Fargo and community outreach and working with the community, leading up to that, you've mm-hmm. helped develop some programs that were for the Hispanic community in being able to connect them to business programs and be able to mm-hmm. give them that potential future that they thought they could not have in business. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that and how rewarding that was for you in that yeah. journey, that process.
Yeah. You know, so prior to Wells Fargo, there was one that I felt pretty proud of, and that was called Simple Steps in Español, which was really I think it was like 6 to 8 weeks of a class. And it's exactly what the title says, simple, yeah. simple steps, you know. So it's taking them, you know, piece by piece and helping them develop their business plan. Mm-hmm. And then after they develop their business plan, you know, they would develop their pitch to whether it was for a small loan or, you know, just to talk in general about their business. Yeah. But that was one program that I felt extremely proud of.
Proud of and mm-hmm. taking it from mm-hmm. the bootstraps and creating something that you saw come to fruition and see yep. actual families change their lives and business.
Yeah. The program, you know, this was specifically with SCORE, a nonprofit that consists of different business owners that have been that are retired, and they've, you know, replicated the program throughout this through the state.
In different areas. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll come back with Anna Medina, and see she is the senior social impact specialist at Wells Fargo, and also Anna is one of our honorees in the 40 under 40. When we come back, we're going to talk about that and more. Don't go away. You're watching Business Leaders here on KMPH Fox 26. Welcome back to Business Leaders. My name is Lance Cardoza. I'm sitting here with Anna Medina. Anna, with Wells Fargo, yeah. you're the Senior Social Impact Specialist.
Yay.
I got it. with mm-hmm. Wells Fargo. We're talking about your more than 15 years in the mm-hmm. business of financial sustainability, if you will, mm-hmm. educating the community and bringing them to programs and being able to help people. Mm-hmm. And you talked about a little story before we mentioned that you're in the 40 under 40 this year. We got to
yeah.
talk about that, about seeing people see the impossible. Mm-hmm. And they bought a building mm-hmm. where they were probably paying rent and they knew they were going to be doing this for some time and they're dreaming about what's next. Mm-hmm. And instead of dreaming, you came in as a third set of eyes sometimes, because it's usually the partners in the business or the yeah. person and their confidant that they lean on. Mm-hmm. And then there's the person from the outside that has the possibilities.
So true.
Yeah. Then you come in and you open their eyes to these possibilities, and you did that for mm-hmm. businesses. And mm-hmm. it's cool to see that be mm-hmm. put to work. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it during the break. We were mentioning about businesses finding mm-hmm. wins. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we get stuck in all the things that don't work.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating. And mm-hmm. you hear those from business.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times yeah. they come to you and I don't know what to do, or we're in this position, or where do we go from here? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure yeah. in your new position with Wells Fargo, working with the community, you're going to be able to experience that and mm-hmm. bring people connected to the business.
Yes.
So with that, you've been recognized in the 40 under 40 for your good work.
Oh.
Nominated by Sarah Moffitt, which oh. is a huge supporter of the 40 under 40. So congratulations mm-hmm. to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's such an honor. You know, and I reached out to Sarah and thanked her for that. And, you know, it's such an honor. And I'm looking forward to seeing other friends and other great leaders on that day on December 1st. I've invited, a couple of my mentors and, special people in my life. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
I'll have you on the way. I think probably one of your mentors was a former 40 under 40. We're probably talking about him during the break there, Tim Rios.
Tim, yeah.
He barely slid right in there.
I think that was me too.
He barely slid in there. Aww. He was like, am I like the closest to that? I'm like, no, we actually had somebody within one day qualifying.
Oh, really?
And yeah. Really the program and why we do that and now mm-hmm. 15 years, I believe, is to celebrate the wins, as I said mm-hmm. before. I see people come together in the 40 under 40 and I see more business happening, more ideas flowing and more people just talking about, hey, here's somebody else that's in the trenches doing it mm-hmm. like I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. And they feel uplifted by a lot of these stories and hear people get to say a few words to the other honorees and thank the person that nominated them. And you get to see this powerful group of people. Uh-huh. So awesome. Yes, you will be around 39 others at the 40 under 40.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and anybody watching the program here on Business Leaders, if you want to find out information on how you can attend the 40 under 40 at Chichansey Park on December 1st, go to 40U40.com. That's 40U40.com. And you can come and attend and be mm-hmm. at the ultimate networking event is what I tend to call it.
Oh, nice.
Because there's a lot of fun happening that night.
Oh, we're looking forward to it.
So the leading up to where you were helping businesses and getting mm-hmm. into the financial business, is that one of your first jobs right out of school? Or what did you do starting out in your career?
So I graduated from Fresno State.
Go Dogs.
Yeah. So I majored in mass communications and journalism.
Okay.
And, being young, my vision was I was going to be, this reporter, reporting on politics, on Univision, and that was kind of like
that
the vision.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I graduated from Fresno State, my first job was actually working for former assembly member Juan Arámbula.
Oh, yes.
That was my very first job, and then soon after that was when I made my jump over to the Fresno Area Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
Commerce has started mm-hmm. making your way that way.
Yes.
So you were networking with some of the best right away in the beginning.
Oh, I fell in love with just being out there, and especially, throughout the rural communities that he represented. I made many connections with, the municipalities, the city managers, mayors, and it was a lot of fun.
And you've probably learned a lot of personal skills that you developed on that job.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I always tell people too, sometimes you might not see yourself doing that job, but you're going to learn a lot by doing that job that you will take into other jobs, mm-hmm. other careers in the future.
So, interning too,
going in and interning, you learn mm-hmm. what you really like and what you really don't like mm-hmm. in business, but get out there and mm-hmm. get involved and try to experience something new and different.
Almost everything is transferable, and I think for me growing up, I was always, I think one of the reasons why I went into journalism was, I was, my accent and, not English, not being my primary language. I was born in Mexico, in Guadalajara, Jalisco. And parents brought me here when I was 5 years old. Grew up in Porterville in Lindsay, California.
Okay.
Primarily Lindsay, but my parents became homeowners, and that's where they decided to buy their home. So grew up, also in Porterville, so, which is also a small,
small
community.
A small community.
Yeah, and so I think that's one of the reasons why I went into journalism, because I wanted just to, improve my writing and my speaking and talking about those soft skills.
Yeah. To be able to tell the stories of the people that reflected your culture mm-hmm. and in your family, your community, probably drew you to that as a young Hispanic woman in that area. So the exciting stuff is it's fun to always hear what someone had set out to do
mm-hmm.
and it took you a different direction, because so many mm-hmm. young people get stuck and this is what I'm going to do and that's all I can do, and if I don't get there it's mm-hmm. going to be tough. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with more with Anna Medina. You're watching Business Leaders. I want to remind everybody, we're now on podcast, iTunes or Spotify. Make sure you go there and find Business Leaders with Lance. We'll be right back with more Business Leaders. Welcome back, everybody, and thank you for staying with us here on Business Leaders. I want to remind you to get this episode and past episodes, go to businessleaders.tv. And I'm talking with Anna Medina. She is our 40 Under 40 honoree, December 1st at Chichansey Park. And I come down and have 39 other friends that are going to be in the room and new friends that you're going to meet.
Yeah.
And have a great event being recognized as the 40 Under 40 here in the Valley.
Excited.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We were talking about your 15 years in the business of financial work or working with Juan Arambula's office and the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Leading up to that, now you're with Wells Fargo and working with Wells Fargo. Tell me about what you're doing today in the business of financial institution, what you're working with Wells Fargo now.
Sure. So I primarily, I'm responsible for all community relations and, you know, grant giving within two markets, and that's Central Valley and the Central Coast. So really working with CBOs, community-based organizations or nonprofit organizations, and within those two markets, to identify partnership opportunities, specifically around our four focus areas under the Wells Fargo Foundation, which is financial health, small business growth, sustainability, and affordable housing. So those are our pillars at the Wells Fargo Foundation, and again, just I'm there as a resource to our partners who are doing the important work out in the communities, and I come from there, so I get it and I understand it. It's full circle, and before coming on board, it's almost like I'm going on the other side now. I was on, working out in the community and meeting the needs of the community and understanding the needs of the community. So I'm almost doing the same, but now directly with our partners who make our communities thrive and make our communities better by the work that they do every day.
Every day, and you're out in those communities here in the Central Valley and the Central Coast. What a great community we have here in the Valley and we have on the coast. And you really look at the people and the programs and everything that people are really working hard to solve the problems of the sometimes underserved and situations that are, we're in a housing crisis where, there's some big problems that we're looking at here in the future with our state. Those programs are extremely vital and important. So you connect those people to those potential programs through Wells Fargo.
Yes.
And building the program.
Yes. So we hope, our hope is that we can connect our partners with our, expertise, our resources. There's just so much that we have to offer that, we're always kind of, rolling up our sleeves to go out and volunteer and, help the community.
And be a part of that. When you join Wells Fargo and you came over with your background that you've had and you've got there, tell me about the experience it's like working for Wells Fargo and their commitment to the community.
Our commitment is huge. And actually, I will have to say, that prior to me making that decision, it wasn't one that I had to deeply think about, just because throughout my 15 years of working out in different organizations, I saw the presence of Wells Fargo. Back when I was at the Fresno Area Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, I was running a microloan program that was funded by Wells Fargo. So talking about full circle. So that, our commitment is very deeply ingrained in our communities. We care, and we're always at the table.
The leadership is really, noticed, very involved. Very engaged, and that passes down. That comes down to your level, and being able to serve their community, and make an impact. mm-hmm. Talking to you about that program, the microloan program. You saw, now you've seen it from the other side, mm-hmm. that you were connecting it directly to people. And on that side, you're the one now providing yes. that connection to yeah. the resource.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Awesome stuff. Well said. If a young Anna Medina is watching the program here at Business Leaders, oh. or a grandmother, a mother, a father, you're watching the show, and you have a young Anna in your household, and maybe they're thinking, maybe business isn't for me, or I can't have an opportunity like you've created for yourself. Mm-hmm. What would you tell that young Anna Medina watching the program today, like you did mm-hmm. when you were watching television and wanted to be a broadcaster? What would you say to that young Anna Medina?
I would tell that little Anna Medina not to second guess, not to doubt, be confident, explore. And, you know, one thing drives one thing to the other. And I think, you know, for me, what was important was to do what is aligned with my values, which was to help. And anything that, you know, consisted of helping another individual, I did that. Yeah. And one thing took me to the other. That's what I would tell little Anna Medina.
Expand
confident.
Your horizons. Anna, mm-hmm. thank you for being on my program. Always
thank you,
a pleasure.
Lance.
Look forward to seeing you on mm-hmm. December 1st at 40 yeah. Under 40.
Same
and that's,
here.
That's all the time we have for Business Leaders. Again, remind you to get the podcast. Go to Business Leaders with Lance, and you can catch the podcast on iTunes or Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be right back with more Business Leaders next week, Tuesday morning.